Do you need to include voice search in your SEO strategy? Let's talk about how to look at voice search for your brand or client. Hello, and thanks for listening to SEO Tips today. So think about yourself using search on your phone with your voice to find instructions while cooking, maybe, or because your kids ask you a question. It's more comfortable, it's faster, more convenient, or maybe you're using voice commands to trigger an action on your smartphone assistant or a smart speaker at home. You're asking it to play songs, set alarm, dim the lights. You know, you're not alone. In 2019, last year, 44% of Americans used voice search daily. As of January 2020, this year, 87.8% of the 87.7 million U.S. smart speaker owners used voice search based on a VoiceBot study. And actually, the use of voice search based on our current social distancing reality has actually increased. So based on a recent study from Morning Consult, another survey, one third of smartphone users are actually using their device more. So voice search is a thing. It's not going away. And how, as an SEO, can you get in front of these voice searches? Well, to start, I think you need to be aware of which search engine powers most of the results. Because as an SEO, we spend a lot of our time thinking about Google. It's the predominant search engine. But let's talk through which search engine powers the most. So when we think about which smart speakers are installed here in the US, the Customer Intelligent Research Partners 2019 survey shows that, not shocking, but Amazon Echo is in the lead, followed by Google Home and then Apple HomePod. So how about voice search on smartphones? Which search engine powers the most there? Well, the voice assistant used by three quarters of the smartphones is actually either Apple Siri or Google Assistant, but both of those are powered by Google. A quarter of the voice assistants are powered by a mix of Amazon Alexa, Samsung Bixby, and Microsoft Cortana, but all of those are powered by Bing. So still, if you summed up the search engine, the smart speakers that are powered by Bing, because Amazon uses the Bing database, you're actually going to determine that between smart speakers and phones, Bing is actually about 55% of that voice search market. But if you add in smart displays, turns out 61% of them are Bing. And if you add in smart cars, ones that you can talk to, a third of those are powered by Bing, a third by Google, and a third is just a mix of other companies. But all totaled, adding all that together, Bing actually powers more of the results than Google. That's going to pivot your strategy a little bit. It's a bit neck and neck, but it's very different than the normal desktop mobile market that we play in, where Google's predominant. In voice search, it's really about half and half, with Bing a little bit in the lead. Okay, which one of these could you own and rank in? Well, it kind of depends, which is the typical SEO response. It all depends. But knowing the source of the answer is really key to ranking in this voice search market. So currently, voice search can be found on a personal assistant on your smartphone, smart home speakers, voice commands to your TV, voice commands to a vehicle, voice commands to your Xbox, voice skills or actions depending on the device, and the search engine feeding all those answers to the device pivots based on the device and the query. So here's where all the major search engines, and in this case I'm talking about Google, Bing, and Amazon as a search engine, and where they pull their answers from. So Google and Bing, about a third of the time, they pull from their search engine knowledge graph and their entity understanding. A third-ish of the time, they pull from whatever they have featured as, pulling through as a featured snippet in either Google or Bing. Google can also pull from schema.org-powered Google Actions from your website or a built action. Amazon will pull from a variety of places, either their skills database, their product database, Alexa Answers, which is their crowdsourced data source, their knowledge graph, so the Amazon knowledge graph. If it's local, it's Yext, but I heard rumor that it's soon to be Yellow Pages, and Bing is their search engine. Now, ranking also depends on the question, because they pivot quite a bit depending on the question. Generally, fact-based answers are pulled from each company's knowledge graph. Mind you, there's three now: Google, Bing, Amazon. Brand info, more often than not, is pulled from Wikipedia. News, it really depends on the search engine's news algorithm and news database. And product information, it depends on the search engine algorithm, but it could be pulled from featured snippets, the company's knowledge graph, the Google product feed, Amazon choice, Alexa answers, or maybe an Alexa skill. All right, so well, how do you get started with all this data, so building toward your first voice search plan? Well, to make a case for whether or not you need one, I think the first place is to figure out whether or not you're already receiving voice queries. So step one, go inside Google Search Console or Bing Webmaster Tools and look for anything that seems like it's spoken. You can check to see if this was a suggested query by slowly typing it in Google or Bing. And if it auto-completes, then it was an auto-complete query. But if it doesn't, then it's probably a voice search query. There's no magic report inside either one of those. You just have to take a gut check based on a very long question. It looks like it was spoken. Step two, does your audience over-index in voice search usage? So you can look at market research based on the demographics that use voice search the most. There was a Path Interactive survey that actually discovered that 65% was the, or 65 plus was the demographic that used voice search the most. And if you're a query that is all local focused, research from Bright Local in 2018, and of course that's 2 years ago, so this trend has increased. 70% of their survey respondents talked about looking for local information via voice weekly, so very frequent. So I'd also recommend that you just ask your own audience about their voice use and the device they're talking to by either running surveys or focus groups. And ultimately, I'm encouraging anyone that sees that their audience is actually using voice search to make sure you're optimizing and tracking your traffic from Bing. So that's your tip for today. Figure out if you need to add voice search to your overall SEO strategy and start adding Bing to your plan. So we'll talk about the next steps required to build a voice search plan in our future SEO tips, so stay tuned. And thanks for listening. Come back tomorrow for another SEO tip.